Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
What you also missed was me giving out mad about Peter Coonan, Fran the Man from Love Hate, and so many other projects as well.
Why, what's he do?
Well, this trailer came out for a new Irish film. Him pitched as the star, and it called Dear Erin, with every anti-Irish stereotype going.
My greatest love, a simple Irish boy.
Or simple Irish boys. That's where it started.
From a simple Irish town.
Yeah.
His world had no space for a girl like me with big city problems.
We've all seen that movie before. Oh, I have an executive job in New York City and I make $500,000 a year. Here is this country bumpkin. I'm going to save him, but there's no way that we're compatible.
Yeah, it is a classic of the Hallmark movie genre particular.
And I thought that was bad enough, but then Peter Coonan started to speak and I'm like, how is he leaning into this?
I've played that night over in my head more times than the Finnegans fought the O'Malleys.
Yes, because we're all famously fighting each other all the time here.
And all famously called Finnegans, are we?
Mm-hmm.
You gave me your address and I held it like a treasure.
But how did he lose it?
And even though somehow, somewhere between the midnight rain and the whiskey blur...
Yeah, it was the whiskey and the rain.
I lost it.
Yeah, of course you did. But now comes the reveal. So I went off on a mad one last week. I was like, let's take Peter Coonan, put him into a cannon and shoot him towards America. Get him out of here. It's a disgrace that he's doing this. But you know what it was? All one big advertisement for something in Dublin.
Paddy.
So he signed off the letter Paddy. So yeah. That's all we got to see last week. Then today, this is what we see.
I mean, who writes this? You know, I'm sorry, but... how are we letting people away with this? Huh? I mean, we've what? Won copious 15, 16 Oscars at this stage. How do they not know that we have running water?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Patrick's Day every day in Ireland. I mean, come on. We're better than this. Huh?
This is not us. It is an ad campaign from the Epic Museum in Dublin that I've actually went to, and it is an amazing museum. I just can't believe they got me so bad like that. So Peter Coonan, I am sorry. Epic Museum in Dublin, well played.
It is fantastic because they quite literally had Dave in the first half. Did they have you? And would it have annoyed you? I don't know why we are so sensitive to this. But yeah, I mean, you can't sit down and watch something like Leap Year or P.S. I Love You without really just wanting to die at how badly Ireland is portrayed.
Have you ever been stereotyped in person as an Irish person abroad?
Do you know, it's funny you say that because, again, reverting to Canada last week, out for a cycle, weren't sure where we were going, couple stopped to help. They were also cycling. And when your man asked where we were from and I said Ireland... his face really changed and not in a good way. And oh. I'm nearly doubting myself of like, did this happen? Did he really react like this? I can't say the word that he said on air. He went, oh, S word. And I kind of was a bit taken aback. And I was like, haha, that doesn't sound great. And he literally started shaking his head and he cycled off.
What?
And I am a little bit like, did that really happen? It's such an unexpected reaction because literally the day before I had had the classic, oh, you're from Ireland. I love the accent. And you do go a bit, ha, 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 thanks very much. But then this guy, I really wanted to shout after him and just be like, sorry, what? Who hurt you? Who hurt you from Ireland?
Have you ever been, as an Irish person, stereotyped abroad negatively like that, where people are like, oh, you're from Ireland? Oh, wow, that's not good. 087 1-102-107 because I have a story from the Empire State Building where there was nearly a full on row on the top floor. I was had big time by an Epic Museum in Dublin campaign. Last week they released a trailer called Dear Erin, Peter Coonan the star. So many stereotypes in it and I thought, oh my god, what is Peter Coonan doing in this? It was all to say, hey, this is not us. These are stereotypes about Ireland. But have you experienced them? Alicia has. Was in California, brought to a college, was being led around like this magical figure of a leprechaun, but it got a little bit worse.
And I was sitting on my little solo desk. Aaron was next to me and everyone was kind of talking to me about, oh my gosh, you surf in Ireland, what's it like, da 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 da.
And then what happened? Why was the congregation, the class, shushed? Go on.
And then I hear this girl pipe up behind me and she was shushing everyone in this really thick Californian accent. She's like, shh, shh, shh. And she's like, oh my God, she's speaking, she's speaking. Now, excuse my American accent, it's terrible. And I was like, what the hell? She's like, oh my God, you speak American in Ireland?
I fully believe that happened.
Oh, 100%. The ignorance is real.
If you are an American listener right now, you're very welcome to this wonderful country. Some of ye, though, are as thick as pig.
It just comes from not exposing yourself to any other country's culture or customs or experience because you've such a big country of your own to be dealing with.
Myself and a friend were in America for the Leitrim game, and the place he works for has an office in the Empire State Building. I thought I was Brad Pitt walking about the place. I thought, this is absolutely amazing. One of the perks of having an office in the Empire State Building is that you have free access to the top, but you have to collect a pass from a desk, which we did. And we were warned to leave it back within a couple of hours, which we did. And then we went and had a bit of lunch. And when we were walking out, your man who we had left the pass back to was like, oh, where's the pass, guys? So we explained to him, we were here an hour ago and we left the pass in. You were on the phone. He's like, no, you didn't. So the argument got going. Now, he's a full-blooded American. We're two Irish guys. And what does he say? It's you typical Irish. There's always problems with you.
Oh,
oh, well, the row got going. The row got going in the Empire State Building. Say that to me again. That was the closest I ever felt to racism in my life.
We take it so personally when we are not thought well of by people abroad. Like, in general, anything that's done on a world stage, if we feel it embarrasses us, we are so thin-skinned. That in itself is a little bit embarrassing. But when you're in the right, you left back the passes, you'd done what you were told to do, that stings even more.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.